King the Fifth Code on Corporate Governance, Getting Ready for Its Implementation. Lise de la Harpe, Senior Legal Advisor, Regulatory Unit at Sanlam Corporate. A draft King the Fifth Code on Corporate Governance was circulated by the Institute of Directors in South Africa in February of this year for public consultation. The final version was adopted on the 31st of October 2025. The reasons for the new version include important updates with respect to local and national developments in corporate governance, including legislation, as well as to streamline the content and presentation of King the Fifth to support the interpretation and application thereof. King the Fifth does not substantially deviate from the content or core principles of King the Fourth and is applicable to all organizations regardless of their form of incorporation, including retirement funds and life insurers. The King the Fifth disclosure framework is an inextricable part of giving effect to King the Fifth. The disclosure regime operates on an apply and explain basis. King the Fifth also includes a disclosure template which details both the form and content for disclosure on the application of the principles and the explanation of the practices. Governance principles. Corporate governance, for the purposes of King the Fifth, is defined as the exercise of ethical and effective leadership by the governing body towards the achievement of the governance outcomes for the organization within its economic, social, and environmental context. The governance outcomes ultimately set the criteria against which the governing body and the stakeholders of an organization should assess the quality of governance in that organization. As such, King the Fifth is outcomes-based, meaning that the governance of an organization is judged primarily on its consequences. Each of the principles in King the Fifth relates to a domain or subject area of corporate governance. The principles are universally applicable across all types and sizes of organizations in various sectors. It is up to each business to adapt and scale these practices to suit the organizational setting, having regard to factors such as the size of the business, the nature and complexity of the business model of the organization, and the ownership structure of the organization. The governance principles have been reduced from 17, as set out in King the Fourth, to 13, being: Principle 1. The governing body leads ethically and effectively as the focal point of corporate governance in the organization. Members of the governing body should cultivate and exemplify characteristics such as ethics, competence, responsibility, fairness, and transparency. The governing body should ensure that the evaluation of its performance includes measurement of these criteria. Principle 2. The governing body governs the ethics of the organization in a way that enables an ethical culture and responsible corporate citizenship. The governing body should consider and approve the policies, programs, and codes that give effect to its strategic direction on organizational ethics and continuously monitor the implementation of these policies. Principle 3. The governing body ensures that the organization's purpose, strategy, and business model support performance that creates sustainable value within the organization's economic, social, and environmental context. The governing body should adopt an organizational strategy that is representative of integrated thinking and takes account of the factors which significantly affect, or reasonably may be expected to affect, the organization's ability to create value over time. Principle 4. The governing body ensures that external reports issued by the organization enable stakeholders to make informed assessments of how the organization creates, preserves, and erodes value within its economic, social, and environmental context over the short, medium, and long term. The governing body should also exercise ongoing oversight and monitoring of such external reporting. Principle 5. The governing body ensures that its composition is balanced with respect to the mix of competencies, diversity, and independence that enables it to discharge its obligations objectively and effectively. The governing body should comprise a majority of non-executive members, most of whom should be independent. Members who have served for longer than 9 years will not be regarded as independent. The governing body should appoint an independent non-executive member as its chairperson. Principle 5. The governing body ensures that its composition is balanced with respect to the mix of competencies, diversity, and independence that enables it to discharge its obligations objectively and effectively. The governing body should comprise a majority of non-executive members, most of whom should be independent. Members who have served for longer than 9 years will not be regarded as independent. The governing body should appoint an independent non-executive member as its chairperson. Principle 6. The governing body ensures that arrangements for delegation to committees and individuals within its own structures promote the objective and effective discharge of its obligations. Committees should have written terms of reference that are approved and reviewed by the governing body. Each committee should have a minimum of 3 members, and collectively the members should possess the necessary competencies to execute effectively on the responsibilities and functions of the committee. Principle 7. The governing body ensures that the appointment and delegation to management promote operational effectiveness, and that the respective roles and decision-making powers of the governing body and management are clearly defined. The CEO should be responsible for leading the implementation and execution of the approved strategy, policies and operational planning, and should serve as the primary link between management and the governing body. Principle 8. The governing body governs risk and compliance to enable the organization to expand its opportunities and set and achieve its strategic objectives. The governing body should provide the strategic direction and be accountable for an effective organization-wide risk management system. Principle 9. The governing body governs compliance with applicable laws and adopted policies, non-binding rules, codes and standards in a way that promotes ethics and responsible corporate citizenship. The governing body should consider and approve the policies, frameworks and standards that give effect to its strategic direction on compliance. Principle 10. The governing body governs data, information and technology in a way that enables the organization to sustain and optimize its strategy and objectives. The governing body should consider and approve the policies, standards and frameworks that give effect to its direction on the management and control of data and information governance, and continuously monitor the implementation thereof. Principle 11. The governing body ensures that the organization remunerates fairly, responsibly and transparently. For companies, the criteria to be applied to determine the fees of the non-executive directors of the board should be outlined in a non-executive director fee policy suitable for submission to shareholders for their consideration when voting on the fees for directors' services in accordance with Companies Act. Principle 12. The governing body ensures that assurance functions and services promote an effective internal control environment and safeguard the integrity of external reports issued by the organization. The governing body should satisfy itself that a combined assurance model is developed that incorporates and optimizes the assurance-related activities of line management, specialist functions and assurance service providers so that, taken as a whole, these promote an effective internal control environment and safeguard the integrity of external reports issued by the organization. Principle 13. The governing body adopts a stakeholder-inclusive approach in the execution of its duties in the long-term best interests of the organization within its economic, social, and environmental context. The governing body should consider and approve policies and planning that give effect to its strategic direction on stakeholder relationships. The governing body of the organization that owns a controlling interest in other organizations should provide the strategic direction and be accountable for the arrangements that formalize the relationships and exercise of authority within the group. To ensure that each subsidiary organization within the group is recognized as a separate juristic entity to whom its governing body members owe fiduciary duties, the adoption of the group governance framework should also be considered and approved by the governing bodies of the subsidiary organizations. Conclusion. Corporate governance is no longer a mere compliance exercise. King V makes it clear that an organization cannot claim to have sound governance simply based on the implementation of the recommended practices. The governance of an organization will be judged primarily on its consequences. King V applies to financial years beginning on the 1st of January 2026, and business are encouraged to review and adopt the revised code timelessly. Ends. Author at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam plus posts bio at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam hash Malongui dash disabled dash Le National Assembly approves Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2025 at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam hash Malongui dash disabled dash Link FSCA publishes budget, estimates of expenditure, levies and fees proposals at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam hash Malongui dash disabled dash link section 37D deduction in respect of damages caused to an employer, obtaining an interdict against a fund preventing it from releasing fund benefits at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Ombud Council publishes draft rules for the Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator. Share on your socials.